Could you jump on the line? His name is Jesse. He'll be helping me out with this, right?
Awesome. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks.
Hi, Brandon?
Yes, this is Brandon.
Hi, Brandon. My name's Jesse. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, I'm great. You know, it's Monday. We're already running around kind of like crazy here, so it's always a good problem to have, right? Brandon, it looks like you were just sent over to me to, you were interested in getting some services with us again. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe I just canceled it maybe just this past month. And, you know, I thought I was going to have time to, you know, manage all this stuff. But now that I'm out in the field, I don't have that much time and I want to get it, you know, re-engaged.
Okay. Did you have another phone number for your company? Besides this one, the 6598, was there a different phone number?
Yeah, it must have been 520-421-096, perhaps.
And then say that one more time.
431-0936.
For some reason, you're, like, cutting out at the very beginning of what you're saying. I swear to God, please don't hate me. What was it? Just one more time.
No, my area has bad reception. It's 520.
Okay.
431.
Uh-huh.
0236.
0236, you said?
0909.
Oh, 09. Okay. Okay, let me see here. Hold on 1 second. Okay. So I have that phone number under Manny. That was you? Or is that, like, a partner or something?
It's all the same. He's the owner.
Okay. It looks like you guys had been doing basically everything with us, Google Ads, local SEO. So you had all the things with us. So is that what you're wanting to do again here? Okay.
Go on.
That was it. I can honor the price that you guys signed up for. It would be $449 month to month to do Google Ads, SEO. Do you have a website or did you have it through us before previously?
Yeah, I had one with you guys. But we also have a Google website as well that we use frequently.
Okay, it looks like you guys started with us about 2 years ago. We do have some upgraded websites that, you know, we've done since then. I mean, we can create you a pretty amazing website, that I can go ahead and include with that. They might go ahead and upgrade the website and make you a new one. Is that something that you'd be interested in?
That'd be good.
Okay, we can do that.
So that 449, or you said that 499 charge, is that just like running the Google ad or like, you know, running the advertisement, or is that also part of like the advertisement cost, or is that going to be separate?
No, so that would be $449 month to month. So, it would be a flat monthly rate. There's no lead fees, no extra taxes, no hidden costs, nothing like that. It would be that as long as you're with us, unless you upgrade. I mean, we can always do on top of that Facebook ads, which I would actually suggest. That would just be an extra $100 if you decided to do that. You don't have to do that now. You can always do that later on. But I mean, those Facebook ads are really going to help increase the profit margin. And they are equally as profitable as the Google ads are, but that would be all included. The website, the local map section, the Google ads for the $449, any directory listings, making sure your website presence is accurate and correct. Of course, you would still have that reporting dashboard there. So everything would be included with that price month to month.
Yeah, I know, the owner expressed interest in going to Facebook. If it's only $100 to get started, I'm definitely willing to invest to see where it goes.
Okay, perfect. So then it would just be the $549 to get you started with everything.
Okay. And then real quick also, yeah, I definitely want to get you guys, you know, added to my administration to the Google, just because I'm also having issues with the verification process as well.
Yeah. You know what? Now we actually have a whole department, Brandon, just dedicated to Google business profiles because of that. This has been a constant issue for a lot of contractors because Google has really changed their requirements as far as Google marketing goes and their Google business profiles. So that, yeah, we would be able to take care of that. But, I mean, I'm assuming you guys are 10 years in business. I don't I can look back at your other account, but I went back to your account. But you guys have licensing and insurance, right, or any type of license for the company and insurance or anything like that?
Yeah, we have insurance for the limited liability.
Okay, okay, yeah, because that's one of the things that they kind of go through with all of that. It's just like a new verification process in order to get verified or unsuspended or whatever is going on with your account. But we could definitely figure out that for sure.
Yeah, yeah, I just don't have the patience for it, you know, being out on the field and, you know, everything. So,
yeah, I mean, I don't even have the patience for it. That's why we have a whole department for it. You know, I get it. It is a little tedious.
Yeah, I know they want to change up their process and they want a lot more detail. And
okay.
I just want to be going through this, you know, every year. So I just, you know, rather just, you know, get back with you know, a company that I trust.
Well, we appreciate that. You know, I mean, I love my company that I work for. So, you know, I'm glad that you see the value in it as well. So that's all I really care about is helping people's businesses out. So do you need anything before getting everything set up? Or, I mean, are you ready to pull the trigger right now? What's kind of the...
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Okay.
I may need to call back and change the card on file. But I could do that later today.
Okay. Well, so I still would have to do another client interview for you. In order to do the client interview, I would need to go ahead and process some sort of payment.
Yeah.
The card. Let me see. I'll tell you the card I have on file here. 1 second.
Yeah, I don't know if you could still use it. So if you can, then you know, let's get it going.
Let's see. So the card I have on file ends in 2245.
Yeah, that would be great if you could still use that card. And I don't need to change the card.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me see. Let me go ahead and message my boss real quick.
No worries. Yeah, and I can get the card right now. I can get the card in, you know, a few minutes.
Okay.
If you need it.
Okay, perfect. So let me just make sure that all the information on here is correct while I'm waiting for my boss to go ahead and do that. 1 second. So are we keeping this phone number on the file? Or are we going to keep it the same phone number that was previously on file?
And is this just for like a point of contact? It's not going to be like the line you guys use, right? Or like calling.
Okay. So basically, you have an office phone. Okay. Also, there's another account. Interesting. You guys have another account with somebody named Crystal under it. Is that somebody that's still like a point of contact?
No. Yeah. She's no longer with the company. I could definitely use that point of contact.
Okay, let me go ahead and change that here. 1 second. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Please don't hate me. Can you give me that phone number one more time? You said it was 520, right?
Yeah. So my other work number was 520-431-0936.
Okay.
Just because you guys have, like, multiple accounts with different people, it keeps on pulling up different...
That number could be a great, you know, point of contact number for to... but if we want the office number, like, so, like, the calls could go directly there, that's going to be a different number.
Okay. Okay. Well, what would that number be?
Okay, so for the office number, it's going to be 480-421-8814.
Okay. And then... Okay, and then is it still the same address, the 2326 East Pecan?
No, it's going to be a new address.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let's see here. So the 520 number, though, I'm assuming, that's no longer your phone number, right? But that was your phone number?
Yeah, that's, I have two phone numbers. So, I use that one for, you know, technician work.
Okay.
So this one, I'm sorry, I'm confusing you. So.
No, it's fine. I just want to, I'm like untangling your account right now because there's like multiple things on it. So. I just want to make sure that everything is, you know, accurate and good to go here. So let me go ahead and do this.
For sure.
Give me one second. Okay. Brandon?
Yes.
Oh, you're still there. I thought you put me on hold. God, I am so sorry. I thought you, like, walked away and did something. I would not have just awkwardly let you sit there in silence if I had known you were on the phone.
No worries. Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to get my boss to just delete one of the files so that I can go ahead and put in the information because I know you can't obviously see my screen, but when I press on your account, it takes me back to another account under the name Crystal. So it's like messing me up from putting in the information. So I'm just trying to get him to delete that one right now so I can put in the information correctly. I swear I thought you put me on hold though, that you said, hold on one second and walked away. I'm like dead right now. Oh. Okay, perfect. All right. So he went ahead and did that. So now everything is in there. So, I do have, so do you want to keep the account under, Manny Velasco, or are we going to change that?
Does it make a difference or?
Well, no. I mean, are you going to be the main point of contact for, like, customers and stuff like that? Okay, so,
Like, as far as them calling, not for, like, the ad number, right? The office number?
Well, so the office number you said is the 602 number, right? Or the 480 number?
Yeah.
So that's going to be the point of contact, like, on the Google Ads and everything?
Yeah, that's good. And then, you could just put it, yeah, you can make me the point of contact. That's fine.
Okay. And do you have the same last name, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Velasco. So Brandon Velasco.
Is Manny like your dad or something?
Yeah, he's my father.
Okay. Okay. I'll go ahead and put you as the main point of contact, and then do you want me to put, like, as the cell phone number, this number, the 602, like, so we can send you texts and stuff like that?
Oh, okay, like, it's like when we got the calls and all that good stuff?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. Are you able to add two numbers?
Yeah, well, that's why I'm asking. So I can add two numbers, like the contact number for... I have the 480-421-8814, and then cell phone numbers so that you can receive text messages. I mean, if the contact number is forwarded to your cell phone, like a lot of people have it like that, like their office numbers are forwarded to their cell phones or whatever it may be, if you can get text messages on that, we can just keep both numbers the same, and then I can add an extra number just in case they can't reach you on that contact number. Or we can add two numbers.
That would be perfect. So if we could just add an number.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So just keep that contact number then, the 480.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah.
And just to clarify one more time, it is 480-421-8814, right?
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. And then, so let's see here. And you said it's going to be a different, so I have actually a address here, 7706 West Jones Avenue.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And let's see. So, I do have an email here, but it's m4nnywhiz68@gmail.com. Do you want to change that as well?
That's perfect. Are you able to add another email?
I mean, I can add one, like, basically in the notes, but the email that's on your account would be the one that they would send, like, the invoice to, stuff like that. Do you have access to this email, or is there a better one that you want to have as, like, a main email? This is fine?
Just leave it at that. It's fine.
Okay. Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. So I got all that changed. Since you had been with us for so long, or so long ago too, Brandon, I'm just going to just get some, like, updated notes. Anything I mention is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional, but what are your guys' hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
I would say from 7:30 to 6 o'clock.
Okay, Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday?
Yeah, we'll do 7:30 to 6 o'clock Monday to Friday.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, it'll be 8 to 5.
Okay.
Perfect. And on Sundays.
Okay, perfect. And then did you guys have a logo? Did you need us to create you a new one? Anything
I mean,
like
we kind of have a logo, but you said create a new one or something.
Yeah, we can create one for you if you want.
Do you have the information from the last logo I sent you?
They would be. Your account management team would be able to access that information a little bit easier. If anything, I can just put on the notes right now that you might want a new logo, and you just want to go over the last one that you had. Do you want me to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the best way to contact you, is that going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, do you guys have a Facebook business profile, or do you need us to create you one?
No, we don't have one. So, okay. I'll create one with you.
All right, perfect. And then, Okay. And I'm assuming you're going to want to add your dad as at least an authorized user on the account, right?
Correct.
Okay. And he'll be the only one as an authorized user?
Can we add another person?
Yeah, absolutely. Who else would you like to add?
Her name is, she goes, full name is Christina, but she goes by Della. She's like the manager for our office.
Della, like D-E-L-A? Della?
No, Bella.
Sala? Oh, Bella.
No, Bella.
Oh. Okay. Sorry, I'm half deaf. and what's her last name?
The card? I can spell it for you. It's Z-A-C-C-A-R-D.
Okay, perfect. All right, and then obviously the services you guys are offering, I'm assuming by the name, is going to be appliance repair, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
No. All right. Small, anything like that.
Okay. Well, yeah, they have the analytics of what's being searched for the most and, like, what keyword phrases are going to actually benefit your company and getting those bigger, you know, even commercial jobs for any type of appliance repair. So they'll go more in-depth in that with your client interview. Let me go ahead and set that up right now. Let's see what I have available. 1 second. You guys are an hour ahead of us, right, from California? Is it almost 9 o'clock there right now?
Now.
Okay. Do you want to do 2 to 3? Do you have time then?
Yeah, I should be 2 to 3, and then how long would it take, you know?
It's like 20 to 30 minutes, just depending on how many questions you have.
Okay.
It won't take that long. I mean, they have a lot of the information, and you know, they'll just make sure that not a lot of it has changed. So it'll just be to kind of go over everything again, just to kind of recap what's happened, so and what you're looking for in the services. So it really shouldn't take that long at all. But let me go ahead. So I have everything set up here. I do have the new billing. I'll try and run the card and see if that goes through, okay?
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. 1 second.
And the card is going to be for how much?
$549.
Okay.
Okay. So it did go through. So, Brandon, I'm just going to read to you what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program, not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question for you, okay? So it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Manning's Appliance Repair.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Brandon Velasco, Administrator.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes, I'm authorized.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
So now, Brandon, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money, and if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. So part of being actively involved in your campaign, I am going to send you over an email, or it actually has been sent already. It says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. I know that you guys have had a Google business profile, and it sounds like it was basically suspended, right? So I would just suggest, even though you have one, just going ahead and responding to that email before your client interview today, if you can, if you have the time. So it's just going to ask for some pictures, like a picture of your work truck, you know, if you have an invoice, stuff like that. So just reply to whatever you can, and, you know, send in whatever you can. It's just going to be really helpful in speeding up the process and getting you all verified and getting your Google Business Profile back up and running. So, now, Brandon, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yeah. With the M4 and NY Gmail account?
Yeah, it was emailed to that. Correct.
Okay. All right. Is there any way you can send that to a different email? I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Hold on one second. Hold on. Let me get that here. Okay. Okay, what one do you want me to send it to?
So, okay, so my last name, Velasco, so B as in Victor, E as in Elephant, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, S as in Snake, C as in Cat, O as in Octopus,
mm-hmm.
Velasco, B as in Boy, 961 at Gmail.
Okay, perfect. So, just out of curiosity, so Brandon, are you taking over this business for your dad? Like, pretty much you're the only person running it right now?
I run, you know, pretty much everything that has to do, like, you know, with the advertisement related and, you know, the business as far as, like, just running, like, the business account for, like, yeah, pretty much the advertising and the business page as well. And eventually,
okay.
Yes, it'll be migrated to me in the next few years.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to keep your email on here then. So since it sounds like pretty much you're the main point of contact, but I'll resend this over to your email so that you have that and you can reply to that there. Okay. So
yeah.
Now,
Oh,
I'm sorry. What was that?
Yeah, I already got the email. It's perfect.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Wonderful. So now, now I am going to set up a security question with you on your account, Brandon. You might actually already have one on it. Let's see. Yeah, so I have your security account, security question on your account is being your first pet's name, and I'm not sure who put this, but somebody put Simon. So just so if somebody calls and you have some question or doubt about who it is, just ask them, you know, hey, what's my security question? And they'll have to give this response that you give me today. So you just, you know who's calling and when, you know, they'll even do that in your client interview just to check your security question. So now, Brandon, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that?
I'm sorry, what?
So basically, if you do anything else online, which you won't need to, just let us know so we know it's not in conflict with something that we're already doing for you.
Okay.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
Nice.
So, now, Brandon, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of December 4th, 2023, and the non-refundable amount of $549. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 4th of the month in the amount of $549. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. And I know you were previously with us, but just so you know, we do ask everybody to give it at least 2 months. This doesn't mean that you're in a contract, Brandon, or you're paying 2 months up front. It is just to bring the whole program to fruition and make sure you're getting the most added benefit from being there. So do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. And then, so as a clarify, 549,
that's to just to run the business, or what is the budget for the advertising?
That's all included. So that's the Google ads, the Facebook ads, the local SEO, the website, then the directory listings, cleaning up your online presence. So that would be included with your ad spend for the entire month. So for the Facebook and the Google ads and the SEO.
And then we could always increase the budget. Is that how that works? Or
you can, absolutely. You can definitely increase that budget. I mean, for the Facebook ads, you really won't have to. For the Google ads, you know, in the future, you might, that's maybe something that you want to do. I would honestly suggest, after like a month, you know, once you get your Google business profile fixed and all of that, actually doing something called Google Guaranteed. So Google Guaranteed is a lead generation service through Google. And it would be actually more helpful to have your company in all three spots. So Google Guaranteed, Google Ads, and then the local map section, than to increase your budget for Google Ads. So, that would be my best bet for you. But to even qualify for Google Guaranteed, you have to have a Google business profile with some reviews. So we would have to like make sure we get that all fixed before doing the Google Guaranteed, but really that would be your best bet to any type of increase.
Okay, yeah, I understand. But the $549 is a good start.
Yeah, so that includes $300 in ad spend for the month and Google Ads.
Okay, that answers my question.
Okay, sorry. but yeah,
no worries,
that,
you're good.
That would be for the every, and then it's the $100 in the Facebook ads for the month. So that's everything that would include. Yeah. So but you do agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms, right, Brandon?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So that's all done there. The last thing that I need from you, hold on one second, let me make sure this came through. So do you get text messages actually to the 480 number?
Yeah.
Okay, so you should have received a few text messages just now. Let me see that this one came through properly. There's one that says, Brandon, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Hold on. One second. It actually says it was expired. Okay. Let me see if I can get this out to you again. Okay. And then that says it was expired for you too, right?
Expired.
Let me send over this text message to you by itself, so you can see, because on my end it says it was, because you guys signed it previously, so I just want to make sure that you get this.
So do I can sign it again? Is that
what you mean? Yeah, my boss right now, he's resetting it, so I can resend it to you. But while he's doing that, Brandon, so when they call you for your client interview today, they're going to be calling you from the 877 number. I do suggest it's best to save that in your phone. So your account management team is always going to call you from the same number. You should probably have it from previously, but if you have like a pen or paper, do you want to write it down real quick?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. I'm ready.
Okay. It's 877-635-6225.
Perfect.
And then if you do end up wanting to upgrade to the Google Guaranteed, Brandon, you can call me directly to set that up. My extension is going to be 2267.
Okay.
And we can go more in depth about that.
just, you know, so you know, just real quick about, well, actually, do this. I'll kind of show you what it is here on the term. So my boss just resent that to you right now. If you don't have me on speakerphone, if you could put me on speakerphone and pull up that link. Okay, so it says, it'll take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
Yeah, I'm already filling it out.
Okay. So basically everything included is the Google Business Profile, the directory submissions, the Facebook ads, the Google ads, the advanced reporting and live client support. Now, if you look at the Google Guaranteed, it kind of shows you in writing what it is, but just that you need licensing and insurance for that. It is a lead generation service with exclusive leads coming directly to you. It is a $250 application fee as well as lead costs on top of that after the application is processed. So there's only certain criteria that actually qualifies a lead through that. But, I mean, once you get everything up and going, Brandon, this is really going to be your best bet for any type of other online marketing as far as Google goes with appliance repair. So this is going to really benefit your company and putting you there at the top and then right under the search bar to show your trusted, vetted company through Google itself. It is one of my favorite things on Google, personally. But then, like I was saying, it's really only for the elite companies. So we're going to build your company up, make it an elite company there online, and then we can get you in with the Google Guaranteed program.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely down, you know, go all 9 years.
Yeah.
Definitely want to get this going. Definitely have your extension and the point of contact as far as to call. Next thing is what would be my username and password? Is it like the old one I had before?
So that it won't be the same as the old one. They'll create a new one. That will be they'll give you the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So just look out for that.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then as far as for today, I need to fill out that pictures needed for Google verification, and then they're going to call me around 2 to 3 to do the interview?
Correct. Yes, okay. I was just going to recap that. So you were ahead of me.
Okay.
And then they'll be calling from the 877 number. And other than that, I do want to congratulate you and welcome you back to the Local Splash family, Brandon. I mean, I'm excited to get everything started again for your company. So you do have my direct extension. If you need anything in the future, I'm still here as a resource. So, I mean, if you need something escalated or whatever it may be, I'm always here to help. But did you have any other questions at all?
Yeah. So, okay. And then, so now that I'm getting all this all started up, is it the interviewer that's going to ask me to like give them access security to the Google account as well? Or when is that come about?
Yes. So they'll go over all of that with you. In the client interview, getting access to the Google Business Profile, they will absolutely then ask you for all the login credentials.
Okay. All the login credentials. Okay. And then once that gets about and then you guys are fully, embedded into the company, you guys will start with the application process.
I'm sorry, you kind of cut out again. We'll start what?
Once I, you know, get you guys going and embedded into the administration as far as the Google Business, you guys are going to start working on the verification process, correct?
The verification process. So that's what the action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So, I mean, we start that,
okay.
You know, as soon as you send in those pictures. So,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I say, you know, if you can get it done before your client interview, it's just really going to help in kind of speeding up that process so they can get started on that right away.
Awesome. And then once I fill this out, and then they call me, are we going to be, like, on go? Like,
well, so you're kind of asking, like, the timeline. Is that what you're saying?
As far as, like, is it going to be working as far as, like, after the interview?
Yeah, so after the interview, I would, so for the Google ads and the Facebook ads, it takes about 7 to 14 days to get everything up and running. The Google business profile should be completed within about, you know, I'd say at the most 10 days. Getting the maximum results there on the first page is going to take about 30 to 45 days. You know, but I mean, since we've already worked with you previously, I imagine all of this stuff will happen quicker. It's just, that's the timeline I have to give everybody. You know, everybody, even, you know, people with nothing online. So, you know, I mean, there's definitely a lot. Oh, okay. Well, wait, so you do actually have I see a Google business profile for you still. You have like 193 reviews. Is that, you said it wasn't active.
Yeah. So really, the reason for the cost is I want to get you guys back on board. So case this problem, I don't need to, you know, worry about that. And then, also, you know, want to use your guys' services as well, as far as, you know, extra advertisement and all that fun stuff.
Okay, but you still have an active Google business profile. Yeah, it's, then
yeah,
all of that...
It's just paused right now.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, I mean, now seeing this, though, I mean, you know, Brandon, you can absolutely sign up for the Google Guaranteed whenever you want. So you can do that at any given point. But this will absolutely happen a lot quicker. I mean, honestly, I see the Google ads go up within like a couple of days, like with people with this, but I just still have to tell you 7 to 14 days.
I understand.
So, I just have to
it's going to take, you know, some time to generate. But since we already have advertising going on, we're probably going to pick up a lot quicker.
Absolutely. 100%.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, absolutely. So, just let me know about that. Like I said, now that I'm looking more in depth because this phone number, the 480 pulled up all your information, the number you called in on wasn't. So, that I see all of that, I mean, you guys can absolutely do the Google Guaranteed program at any given point. And I did look up the lead cost, just so you know. It would be $30.67 a lead. Google does have a required prepaid budget of 13 leads. So once your account is up and running, you would pay $400 for that.
Okay.
So basically, to start for the Google Guaranteed, it would be $250 to start for that, just for the application fee to get that started.
Right.
So, I mean, do you want to, like, go ahead and do that and get that started, or do you want to wait on that?
No, not right now, not today.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to push it. I just thought I'd ask.
Got to get going soon.
Yeah, absolutely. No, totally understand. So, go ahead and look out for that client interview, and then they will get everything going there between 2 and 3, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time and help.
Okay, Brandon, I really do appreciate it, and we'll talk later, okay?
All right, thank you for everything. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Brandon. Bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good one.